Welcome back, our dear listeners. I'm Mirai, your host on this enriching journey through the life of Mahatma Gandhi. As we continue to unravel his intriguing tale, we now accompany young Mohandas to the shores of Britain, the land of Shakespeare, Dickens, and the English lore he so aspired to study. It's 1888. Gandhi, then a naive 19-year-old lad, bid farewell to his family and homeland to pursue his studies in law at University College London. This was a step out of his comfort zone, a step into the unknown. He was on a voyage to discover not just the nuances of law, but himself. The city of London was a world apart from the quaint streets of Porbandar and the cultural hub of Bombay. It was a place of possibilities and complexities, of stark contrasts and diverse experiences. The teeming streets, the Victorian architecture, the way of life, everything was an entirely new experience for Gandhi. The cultural shock he experienced was palpable. He grappled with Western etiquette, the English cuisine, and even the changing weather. Initially, he tried to become an English gentleman, buying new suits, taking violin and dance lessons. Yet, he soon realized that these external trappings were not the essence of the Western world or its education. Over time, he began to embrace the intellectual fervor that London offered. He started attending the sessions at the London Vegetarian Society, where he met people who were interested in issues of health, animal rights, and social reform. It was here that he was first introduced to several religious and philosophical texts, including the Bhagavad Gita, which deeply impacted him and shaped his future ideologies. Gandhi spent 3 years in London, years that were transformative, to say the least. The exposure to Western education, the philosophical discourses, the diversity of thoughts and culture, all contributed to his intellectual growth. The quiet, shy young man from Porbandar was evolving, broadening his horizons, yet remaining firmly rooted to his core values of truth and non-violence. In 1891, Gandhi completed his studies and was called to the bar. He was ready to return home, armed with a law degree and a richer perspective of the world. However, as destiny would have it, his homecoming was bittersweet. He lost his mother while he was away, a piece of news that was intentionally kept from him to avoid disturbing his studies. The grief of his mother's demise coupled with the inability to find meaningful work as a lawyer in India made him question his purpose and direction. This episode of our journey ends here, with Gandhi standing at the crossroads of his life. Yet, these experiences, the hardships, and the learnings were all but stepping stones for what was to come next. The stage was set for Gandhi's next adventure, this time on the African continent. Join me in our next episode as we set sail with Gandhi to South Africa, a land where his real political awakening begins. Until then, this is Mirai from English Plus series, signing off. Stay tuned, stay inspired.